Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. The writer of Proverbs just tells it as it is. And when we look at this verse from today, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. And it is, spouting off is when you just go off on a lengthy discourse. You're not really thinking about what you're saying. It can be defamatory. It can be just downright rude sometimes. And what the writer is saying here is, you know, you're not listening to the facts as well. You've gone and got something in your head. You haven't listened to the facts and you're just going off on your discourse. And the result of that is it's shameful and foolish. It is shameful and foolish. And we live in a sense in a generation now, especially with social media, that people do spout off and not look at the facts, not listen to the facts, not even go off and investigate. They just take what is seen and they start to respond to that. And later on, when the facts do come out, because again, we live in a digital age where people do go check the facts and they can publish those facts very quickly, they're then shown up. But we also do it in our lives as well. We take that kind of digital mentality and we apply it to our lives, and people will spout off without listening to the facts in many, many situations. And we know as Christians, so many people will go on to us about our faith and we say, have you read the Bible? Have you looked at this stuff? And when you drill down a bit, you find out that they haven't. They've just taken what they've heard and they go off and tell us how the Bible isn't true, that Jesus wasn't actually real, it was all made up and it's taken from this religion or that religion or whatever it may be. And it is both, as the writer says, of Proverbs, foolish and shameful. Shameful because we must take that time to establish the truth. And it's foolish because that's what you end up in one sense, looking as a fool. And when it comes to our faith as Christians, we need to establish the facts. We need to understand what God is saying in his word, how it applies to our lives, that we shouldn't go off and give this big discourse because this is what we believe the Bible says without actually truly looking at what the Bible is saying. It's a hugely important aspect of our age now, is that we must speak truth. We must be obedient to that truth and we must communicate it in a way that helps other people. And when we are in those situations where someone is then just spouting off to us, as the writer says, we must just say, please stop, listen, because we need to protect them as well. We need to help them not to do that. This isn't a good thing to do that you are doing. Have you checked your facts? Please go and do that. And let's have a conversation, you know, even help them do that. But let's not be caught up in that as Christians. Let's always know the facts, whether it be God's word or whatever else it is that we are discoursing about. And let's help others when they're speaking to us in such a way. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the writer of Proverbs, and may we both help others and ourselves check the facts and information before we speak. Amen.